gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine the dog trainer,
here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. At 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced today by me and
Michael Hambrick.
So, stay tuned for that, and it's brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with the special treats, and your special treat to go out and get is Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are definitely going to fall in love with. No artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives in Lick and Lap. And you can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can also find it by going to your local pet store. Or, of course, you can also get it at Walmart.com. So check it out. But once again, we want to talk to you about your pets. The lines are open. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk pets.
This is how we do it.
Saturday.
And I feel alright. My party's here on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated.
Apparently y'all like this song. So that is actually one of the songs that you'll see, or I should say hear, in the movie Deadpool and Wolverine. So there is a ton of music in that movie. So you may want to go check it out. But we're going to find out. Jasmine's going to tell us what the top five movies are from last week if you want to go to the movies. But if you are going to go to the movies, then...
That's what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all text. I always make it to my seat with time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were Jasmine?
Deadpool and Wolverine. In the opening week, they have grossed $327 million.
You know, I knew that movie was going to make money. I knew it was going to do extremely well. But I didn't think it would do that well. But opening week, it crushed it.
Yeah, that's a really good opening week.
And that's just domestically. I mean, that's not like all over the world. So just here, domestically in the theaters, it made that amount of money. So people are going back to the movies now.
Yeah, I can tell you, I went to that movie and the theater was packed.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you go?
I went last Friday on opening night, and so it was just a really good movie. I recommend seeing it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun, but it's not for kids necessarily.
Definitely.
I mean, granted, it's rated R. So, but yeah, so yeah, Mother Teresa's not going to walk in and watch that movie. So, what was number two, Jess?
So coming in at number two is Twisters, which one of my friends was really excited about. And so in the first 2 weeks that it's been out in theaters, it has grossed $179 million, which is still a really good...
Wow. So I liked Twister. I thought it was really good. And Glenn Powell, this movie's making him. Granted, he was in Top Gun Maverick, not as noticed. And he was also in Anyone But You. He was a lot noticed, meaning that he shows quite a bit in that movie. But in this movie, this makes him as a superstar. He does a really good job. The movie's doing well. And I understand that a friend of mine here in Tampa Bay, my friend April, her girlfriend, dated him when he was living in a car.
Oh.
So he was an actor trying to make it. And he was living out of a car. So it goes to show that, you know, in the beginning, you know, a lot of actors don't make it. So, but he got lucky. He stuck to it, and he's doing well, and he's got a hit movie out there. So Twisters is really good. And as for animals in it, there are chickens. I mean, in the first one that we saw that was out there years ago, it was a cow that floated by. Now you're going to see chickens. What was number three?
So number three was Despicable Me 4, which we saw, and that's been out for 4 weeks and has grossed $306 million.
Pretty good. Not bad at all, actually. Number four?
Number four is Inside Out 2, and it's in its seventh week. It's grossed $622 million so far.
That's just
is amazing.
I mean, that has made a ton of money. It's over a billion mark worldwide. So
that's
good for it. I mean, I loved it. I gave it 4 out of 4 paws. And Anxiety is my favorite one on there. It's a new character, and of course it reminded me of me. So again, you know, I think a lot of people can become familiar with a character in that movie.
Yeah. So number five is Long Legs, and it's in its third week, and so far it has grossed $64 million.
You know, I heard actually that it's not bad. I have not seen it or screened it, and but I heard it's pretty good. And I love horror films, so I'm big on that. Where in the top 10 basically is A Quiet Place?
It's right after Long Legs, so it's at number 6, and it says it's been out for 5 weeks so far, and it's made $136 million. I really liked that movie, and that was the first one that I've even seen of it.
Right, that's right. You didn't know about 1 and 2.
No.
I honestly think you would have liked 1 and 2 better, especially number 1, because Krasinski was the one that directed it. But in this one, it was a different director.
Got it.
And I didn't like the job that he did other than the fact that he used the cat the whole time, which the cat was...
The cat was the main character, in my opinion.
100%. And the cat needs to be nominated for an Oscar.
Right. He better be at that award show.
So I heard there were two cats used. But, and I watched it last night on TV.
To try to pick what, like, the difference between them?
I did. I was trying to see if there was, like, if there was a difference or something like that between them. Because just to see if you could notice, like, markings were different. But I couldn't notice anything.
Yeah.
But I know most cats of all, more so than a dog. A cat is really hard to work with.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a lot of work is to get the cat to do what it did in that movie in A Quiet Place.
It was a really good actress.
So those are your top 6 movies out there, so you may want to check them out. If you want to actually go and read my reviews, please do. You could do so on my website. TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com. Check it out, and if you're thinking about going to a movie, you might want to see what I have to say about it. So once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we are open to your training questions and your behavior questions. 818-818 818-818-6401. That is the number.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is anyone there?
Yes, we're here. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. Again, you're listening to...
Hello? Hello? Is there someone on the line? Hello?
Talking Pets.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, speak up.
Do you know what time it is?
Continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Greska's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Greska's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
a sassy cheetah named Buju has passed away at 12 years of age. Buju's death was announced Monday morning in a Facebook post for the Cape May County Park Zoo in New Jersey. We regret to share the passing of our 12-year-old cheetah, Buju. According to the zoo, Buju's favorite pastime was resting in the shade with his brother Beanie. In their heyday, the brothers would let ducks in their enclosure live for several days before stalking and hunting them. Oh. As Buju aged, he enjoyed spending time with his keepers. The zoo said his sass will be missed by the zoo staff. Buju died from kidney disease. Cheetahs typically live 8 to 12 years in this world and up to 20 years in captivity. Rest easy, Buju. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I am a cheetah.
Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, at Talkin' Pets Radio. So check us out there. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. So, Jasmine.
John.
I want to ask you, what do you think? I was looking at them the other day, invisible fences. Do you like them or do you not like them?
Invisible fences for who?
For the pets.
For the cats?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to let them in the front yard?
Yeah, like, you know, a lot of people use them, so this way they have the collars on them that the dog won't, you know, jump over the fence.
Yeah,
you know, invisible fence.
I don't like that. I don't think you should buy them for the cats because in order for them to learn, they have to be shocked when they try to cross the boundary.
Right. For cats or dogs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, some of them are a little different, but
I think some have ultrasonic, but oftentimes animals don't care about the ultrasonic noise that it makes. But what I've seen happen is somebody using one of those and their dog was like totally feeling like it was worth it to get shocked to bust through it, but then wouldn't come back home because they didn't want to be shocked to come back into the yard. Then what?
You know, I like them and I don't like them. The one thing that I think about them, though, is the fact that if you have your dog in there with an invisible fence, it doesn't prevent a bad dog or some type of animal, maybe even a rabid animal, from coming at your dog within the protected fence. And for the dog to get away, maybe they don't want to cross that invisible fence.
Right.
So they're kind of a victim kind of there. They're kind of stuck there.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not worth it.
What do you think in terms of, I mean, I pretty much know what you're going to say on this, but people that will use like a long lead and tie it to a post or a tree and leave the dog in the backyard that way.
Okay, so no, we should not have them on a tie out unsupervised, but if you wanted to take the cats out to the front yard and have them out there while you're, you know, working on the pond or something, put them on a little tie out while you are supervising so that we can make sure that they don't get tangled up and hurt themselves.
See, I don't have a need to take my cats outside. I don't believe cats should go out. I think they should be indoors. I mean, we've had this conversation with people that have farms and have barns, and that's totally different. If you have a barn cat, they do take care of rats and mice and so on and so forth. That's one thing. But if you're like in a suburb or in the city, your cats should be kept inside. I don't think they need to go out. I let my cats go out to the pool because it's caged. But there's just too much out there between, you know, dogs and cars and kids.
Kids. So, yeah, protect your cat from kids.
They can be vicious. Have you ever seen...
Rabid kids are on the loose.
They are. Not all. I'm not putting all. But, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, he was a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Son of Sam,
yes.
He was a kid. Ted Bundy, a kid. And basically, they all abused animals.
Yeah, true.
And that's the thing. Kids sometimes will be abusive towards an animal, and that's pretty bad if there's no one to correct that child in what they're doing to hurt an animal.
Yeah.
Because not all the time, but there is a percentage of times that... And I worked on this with Joan Van Ark. I don't know if you remember her from Knots Landing, but it was one of her things that she was working very closely on. As how kids that abuse animals end up abusing adults or abusing people because they get bored with animals
right.
after a while. So, you know, I just don't think cats need to go out.
Now, I will step in and say that I think you have a cat that would really, really benefit from being taught to walk on the leash and explore outside because she's got a lot of energy.
You know what I know? You know, I watched that movie at home the other night, A Quiet Place, Day One, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you noticed during the movie when you and I went to go see it, but that cat was on a lead several times during
yeah.
the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it always had a halter on, too, in the movie. And I didn't even notice that.
You didn't notice that?
No.
Yeah, she took it off of the lead to, I can't remember at what point she did, but then she lost the leash, and then the cat just kind of still hung around her.
Yeah, I mean, the cat always came and found her out, but... Very well done movie.
Oh, and by the way, oh well, maybe I shouldn't give away. That movie made me cry.
Don't
remember,
spoiler alert.
I cried at the end. I was like, I can't believe I'm crying.
Well, it was a sad ending.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm not going to say because then I'm going to ruin it. Then
yeah, don't
lead me down that road. I'm going to do a spoiler alert, but
don't do it.
Yeah, no, it's a fun movie. You know, if you like creatures and aliens and so on and so forth.
If you like creatures.
I just kind of thought maybe it would be a little bit more in New York City, like a little bit more on the destructive side.
What do you mean?
I just didn't think there was enough, like, destruction.
Okay, John, okay, you were just talking about
I know, but it's
crazy people.
But it's a movie. I mean, you're supposed to, you know, it's a movie. You're supposed to have
You wanted to see more gore.
And aliens and effects and so on and so forth.
I think it had plenty of aliens in it.
Well.
That was terrifying.
For you it was.
Yeah, well.
I didn't think it was that terrifying. But it's good, though. But not as good as the first two. But there's another one already in production, so I'm waiting for that.
Oh, wow, already.
818-818-6401. That is the number to call. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and we want to talk with you about your pets.
I'm Catherine Oxenberg with my pet, Heyoka, and you're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm. It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Hi, with today's Brie Tip, I'm Bob Page. So you're just schlepping along, minding your own business, when all of a sudden we learn there's this whole entire species we'd never heard of, but whose very existence revolutionizes all the old theories of human evolution and of what supposedly separates man from the beasts. This species is, some dare say, the legendary missing link. Are you with me so far? No? Well, meet the bonobo, an intriguing member of the great ape family and our closest cousins, along with chimpanzees, in the animal kingdom. Bonobos, unlike a lot of humans, especially the ones who live in Montana with large personal arsenals and conspiracy theories, would rather make love, not war. They are gentle, peaceful, and exceedingly frisky, using just about any excuse to have sex. Food, conflict, tension, boredom, daytime, nighttime, you know, you get the idea. Primatologists acquainted with its behavior have even jokingly begun to employ the name as a verb, you know, like as in we're gonna bonobo tonight. The amorous ape is astonishingly acrobatic in its sex life, but the bonobo is also the only other animal, besides the human, to use the missionary position. And this was once viewed as a proof of man's alleged superiority over the beasts. Further, bonobo society is matriarchal and cooperative, a sticking point for evolutionary theorists who argue that male dominance and aggression are the natural order of things. Bonobos are sensitive, lively, and nervous. Chimpanzees are coarse and hot-tempered. Bonobos promote sisterly ties. With chimps, the male bosses the females around. The really intriguing part is that the two species can be so similar genetically and yet so different socially. Still, if you don't know better, you might mistake them for chimps, as scientists did until 1929, when they finally identified bonobos as a separate species. So nearly seven decades later, how come most people never have heard of the bonobo? Because basically, they're stuck in the middle of Zaire. Only in the last decade or so has good information on them become available. There are roughly 100 bonobo in captivity, and perhaps as few as 10,000 left in the wild. Threatened by poachers, lumbering interest, the bonobos are now in the endangered species list. There even has been talk of granting them semi-human legal status, a move aimed at keeping bonobos out of zoos and medical experiments. The creatures have been taught to use sign language and to communicate by punching symbols on a keyboard. They express sadness, joy, and anger, and they even make jokes and tell little white lies, which brings me to my own private theory, that perhaps some of us share a common ancestor with a bonobo, and some of us don't. For Talking Pets, I'm Bob Page.
Tuesday, aimed at removing millions of stray dogs that animal welfare activists worry can lead to a mass culling. This legislation was approved in a marathon overnight session before the country's parliament begins in summer recess in August. Its passage follows weeks of protest that have seen thousands take to the streets over the controversial legislation. Local governments will now be required to house stray dogs in shelters and neuter, spay, and vaccinate them so they can be adopted, The Independent reported. But the lack of infrastructure for the estimated 4 million stray dogs, the country has 322 animal shelters with a capacity for 105,000 dogs, according to the legislation, alongside a provision to euthanize dogs showing aggressive behavior or with untreatable diseases with anger, which has angered many. The Turkish opposition has dubbed legislation a massacre law. Since there are not enough places in the shelters, there are few shelters in Turkey. A path has opened for the killings of strays, veteran Turkian Cillian told the Associated Press. We animal rights activists know very well that this spells death. Supporters of the law say that the dogs create a dangerous environment for residents. Around 75 people, 44 of whom are children, have been killed as a result of traffic accidents caused by stray dogs, anti-stray advocate Murat Pinar told the Associated Press. Some mayors of municipalities run by the main opposition party, the Republicans People's Party, or CHP, have pledged not to enforce the bill. However, the bill contains a provision that could force mayors who do not implement the law to spend up to 2 years in prison, leading some to worry that it will be used by the ruling AK party of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to target the opposition. Erdogan has called the law necessary to tackle the country's stray dog problem. The CHP has vowed to challenge the legislation at the country's Supreme Court.
If I don't fit in your box, that's just too bad, man. I don't apologize for who I ain't or who I am. I don't give a damn about your give a damn. I'm a little more stray dog, a little found, little lost cause. My wins have been hard fought. I don't bargain, I just buy. Put my money on the dark horse, put my faith in the good Lord. Pray to him I get one more day when I lay my head down at night. You can padlock the door, tie me up on the porch, chain me up, I'll break that chain, y'all. I'm the wild and free kind of breed that'll always be running with the stray dogs.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone, give us a call if you've got a question, training question, or a behavior question at 818-818-6401. That is the number, 818-818-6401. And so, Jasmine, I want to ask you, we were talking back about the fencing and so on and so forth, like invisible fencing versus like a leash, you know, and then I had heard horror stories, which I'm sure you have, and we've had people call on the show actually regarding it, is that when people put their dogs on a lead in the backyard. Now, this goes with that whole song we play once in a while, Stupid People. I mean, bad enough that they put the dog on a lead, even in hot temperatures, but they don't measure the lead from wherever they have it connected to, tree or whatever, to their fencing.
Oh, yes.
And we've heard stories where the dog will run with the lead and jump the fence, but the lead is not long enough to hit the other side of the fence.
Right.
So the dog ends up hanging itself.
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, you know, realistically, no dog or cat should be on a tie out unsupervised because we can't ensure their safety. And so if you're outside doing yard work and you want to have them out there with you on a tie out, that's fine as long as you have the ability to have your eyes on them. Yeah. I'm not a fan of letting dogs run around outside in a fenced yard unsupervised. I want to be able to see my dog at all times. So if I can't have view of them from the inside, I want to be outside with them because you never know. And plus, like here, I had one incident where my previous dog found a diamondback rattlesnake in my yard. Okay. So she tried to pounce on it, but I was right there with her and I was able to grab her and physically throw her in the house. But yeah, like there's so much that they could get into, and you know, why not supervise them?
No, that's 100%. I agree on that because there's no matter where you live in the country, I mean, there could be rattlesnakes or any other kind of snakes.
Anything.
Or any other kind of danger.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about the heat a lot on the show because it's hot as Hades out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no reason to bring the dogs out during the mid part of the day, right?
Right. I mean, you know, you want to avoid it. Of course, if you need to take them out for a potty break, you just make it short and sweet. Keep them off of the pavement. Keep them on the grass so that they can go potty safely without burning their paws.
Yeah, you're so right. It's right to have them supervised. My dog, Tess, bless her heart, I didn't realize that she could literally climb a chain link fence.
Yep.
And so I lived across from a barbecue restaurant, and the owner came and was like, your dog has come over and just wants to smell the barbecue.
Oh,
smell.
Yeah. She was like,
I'm climbing the fence to get to the barbecue.
Party over here.
Right. So at least she
always. It wasn't the dog. It was Michael. I mean, I'd be the same way if I lived across from a barbecue joint. I'd be like, sniff, 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 you know? I'd be climbing out my windows, let alone climbing a fence.
That's a tempting reason to climb a fence.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Yeah. But no.
But at least she was okay, and
yeah,
somebody brought
her back.
It's
scary, though, with that, you know? So I thought she was okay with the fence, but then she's climbing it. I don't know how she learned that skill or how.
Well, they just,
like,
they, I mean,
where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, the 70-pound pit bull that I had could climb a 6-foot, like, privacy fence. So this is a wood fence. She would, like, jump to the top of it and then grip it.
Right.
And,
oh,
yeah,
right.
Chasing squirrels, just, like, come on.
I had, when we would raise beagles when I was a kid up in Pennsylvania, and we raised them and then, you know, used them, we'd sell them as hunting dogs, and they would climb the fence constantly. We had them in the yard, they were outside dogs, and basically they climbed the fence, and it got to a point that we had to put a lid, we had to put more fence over the top of the fence.
Yep.
And because they
like
were
they
so
were prisoners.
Good at,
you right, had the barbed wire at the
pretty much because it was like they were climbing out all the time. So
I've seen people do that.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, you know, safety first, obviously. So, yeah, while tie-outs can be used, they should always be used with supervision, close supervision, just like, you know, anything else.
I want to ask you, actually, in regards to, like, making your dog's world predictable. And what I mean by that is, like, keeping everything standard. Because will you throw dogs off in the house or even outside of the house by adding new things all the time?
Yeah. So it's always a good idea to have a routine, a predictable routine for your dog, especially if your dog has any level of anxiety, because what is anxiety? It's the fear of the unknown happening. So if your schedule, your routine is never the same and it's, you know, all over the place, then that can make an anxious dog more anxious, just like it would make us more anxious. But on the same token, I try not to keep things too predictable, because then when you do have a variation in your routine, your schedule, then it can feel devastating
to
them.
Right.
So I try, like with my own dog, Zelda has anxiety, so I try not to feed her at the exact same time every day. I like to show her that, like, you're always going to be fed, but sometimes it might be 30 minutes earlier, sometimes it might be 30 minutes or an hour after, like, you know. So
you just made me think of something, because my cats are like that in the morning when I get up for work.
Who is it that smacks you?
All three of them will sit by my door to the bedroom or on the bed, and they're like, breakfast now. They know at that time that is their breakfast time. So,
do any of them start smacking you?
Actually, usually. Who, of course? Shadow.
Shadow. Did she sit on your face? Like, she sit on your head while you're trying to sleep?
She has. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I could see it.
Hey, we're going to take a little break and we come back. More of Talking Pets. But if you've got a question or a comment, pick up the phone. Give us a call. And since I'm producing and everything else today, I'm just going to give things away. So if two people want to call up and you want some Vitacraft, Lick and Lap. Actually, you know what? I want to send purr sticks out. I want you to try those.
What's that?
They're purr sticks. You break them off and you give them to your cat as treats. So if two people want to call, you've never won them before, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, dial it, and you don't even have to come on air. Just talk to Sydney, and the purr sticks from Vitacraft are yours. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
All the girls are crazy about a certain little animal. Also,
hi everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. 855-322-4653. 855-322-GOLD or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Elias Animal Health, a clinical stage development company advancing novel treatments for cancer in companion animals, is preparing to initiate a new study evaluating the company's adoptive T-cell therapy. The Elias Cancer Immunotherapy is in combination with a novel limb-sparing treatment for large breed dogs suffering from appendicular osteosarcoma. The study, which will be funded by a grant from Morris Animal Foundation, will be conducted in collaboration with Dr. Jeffrey Bryan and Dr. Megan Mickelson at the University of Missouri. For dogs with appendicular osteosarcoma, amputation of the affected limb followed by chemotherapy is the typical standard of care. However, in certain cases, amputation may not be appropriate, said Elias Chief Medical Officer Noah Rees, DVM. In this study, we're evaluating a new approach where the dog is treated with a limb-sparing surgery followed by ECI immunotherapy. The study will assess the safety and efficacy of the combined approach in large breed dogs. Dog breeds eligible for the study include large to giant sized dogs as defined by one of the following breeds: St. Bernard, Mastiffs, all types, Greater Swiss Mountain Dogs, Great Danes, Leonberger, Newfoundland, Anatolian Shepherds, Rottweilers, Irish Wolfhound, Scottish Deerhound, Great Pyrenees, also the Burmese Mountain Dog, the Dog de Bordeaux, the Cane Corso, Bordelbeau, and also the Golden Retrievers. ECI has demonstrated promising results in previous canine osteosarcoma studies and recently achieved a clinical milestone in the product licensure pathway. By combining this innovative immunotherapy with the novel adjuvant, the study aids to explore new possibilities for treatments that may not require amputation, providing hope for a better quality of life for dogs diagnosed with osteosarcoma. Now, personalized immunotherapy is the greatest advance in cancer in the 21st century, according to Dr. Bryan. Successfully combining it with limb-sparing surgery would be a vertical step in osteosarcoma. You can read more about it, about the study, that is, from Morris Animal Foundation. Go to our website, talkinpets.com, talkinpets.com, or go to morrisanimalfoundation.org. Visit talkinpets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. Reporting, I'm John Patch.
He don't care where you're from, and he don't care who you are. He don't care if you're old or young, he'll still break your heart. He'll find you at church, and he'll find you at the bar. He comes for the worst and for the best of us. Cancer sucks. He's an empty seat at a wedding. He's a folded hand tattoo. He's a pink and purple ribbon and a best friend gone too soon. And I try my best not to speak ill of anyone, but cancer sucks. We're all stuck saying goodbye too many times. Had enough of looking up and crying while we ask why. Yeah, the whole world's divided and we can't agree on much, but I don't know someone who don't.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
Sorry. Okay. I wanted to try one of those. But...
You're apparently playing with the sound effects buttons over there.
I let my intrusive thoughts win.
Apparently you did. You know, it's tough with, you know, I mean, to use the terminology, cancer sucks. It really does.
And,
you know, I was looking at pictures before you guys showed up today. You know, Facebook always, you know, they put those memories.
Oh, those memories will kill you sometimes.
Yeah, and they sent one to me when my sister was alive. And we were at Universal Studios in Orlando, and the times that my sister and I had. And of course, I lost her, you know, over 2 years ago now to, I can't believe it's been that long, to cancer, because it feels like it was yesterday. And I know a lot of people go through that, not only with family and friends, but with their pets as well. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult watching your pet go down to the last minutes.
Yeah.
I know what it was like for me and my sister, but, you know, people that may be single, people that maybe live alone, and all they have is their cats or their dogs, and then they lose them, that's very painful.
It's painful whether you're alone or not. You know, Maria just lost one of her dogs to cancer, and another friend also did this past week, so it always sucks.
Yeah, it's just a, you know, you only have them for a short period to begin with, it seems like, because their lifespan isn't like ours.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can, any chance you got, you can give them love, please do. Because they deserve it, because they give you unconditional love every day.
And their lives are so short.
100%. Hey, if you are going to live your life with a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and please adopt a pet from there. Also, if you would, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, check out our website at talkinpets.com and become one of our friends on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio, no G in the talking. And bye for now.
So long, farewell, our feet is in adieu.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.